Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
We have a lot of things coming up this Sunday, but we're going to have some worship with you guys real quick. So if you want to stand up, and you're welcome to make yourself at home, come up front. All right, let's praise our God.
Right, yeah. Woo!
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphing, come ye to Bethlehem.
Come on, you know it.
Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, adore Him, for He is worthy. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him. Come and adore Him, for He is worthy.
Come on, give our God some praise. You're worthy, God. We adore You, Jesus.
Good morning, everybody. Merry Jesusmas.
I think we need to coin a new statement. Everybody loves Merry Christmas, and I love that too, but I think Merry Jesusmas shocks people. Amen? Are you glad to be in the house of God? There's nothing better than being where Jesus' people are. And I want to remind you, I hope you're getting around, getting used to being going to be going to heaven. Anybody ready to go to heaven yet? Yeah. Amen. That's what the body of Christ does. We get around. We get to enjoy each other's company. Listen, even the person you hate, no, I shouldn't say, even the person you don't, if you'd hate somebody, you can't go to heaven. But the person that you are not most favorable with, you're still going to like in heaven. That's a good note. That's a good note, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Brother, you look very festive. Could you come over here and just let us all see? Now, Brother Phil, you look awesome. Go, Jesus, it's your birthday. Amen. Amen. I love you. Even Santa goes to his tabernacle. And worships. Amen. And praise the Lord. We just want to give God praise for the Patriots win yesterday. I'm sorry. Wow. There are a lot of haters out there. Sorry about that. Let's get our focus back on Jesus. All right. Today, what a great day because we get to be in the presence of Jesus. And, you know, I love the fact that we're going to be hearing the gospel today. The Bible says the gospel is the good news. You know, there's a lot of bad news in today's reality. You can't turn the news on without hearing bad news. But I thank God that Jesus has some good news for you, and we're going to share it with you this morning. Amen. I'm going to have Pastor Ron to open us in prayer.
Father, we just love you. We adore you. We are here to celebrate you. We're so thankful and grateful for everything that you've done. You are such a giver. You've given us life. You've given us hope. You've given us healing. You've given us everything. Salvation, Lord. Eternal life. Thank you for giving to us, Lord. We just love and adore you. Thank you for your presence in this place where two or more are gathered. There you are in the midst of them. So we just celebrate, lift you up, love and honor you this morning. In your precious, precious name we pray. Amen.
We want to welcome all of our live streamers as well. Thank you so much for being with us. We'd encourage you, you have time. Everybody say they got time. Be here for the second service at 11 a.m. Get off your computer, get into the house of God, and bring somebody with you. We would love to have you with us right here at His Tabernacle Family Church. Are you ready? I do want to say, if you're a guest in the house, we're not going to embarrass you or anything, but if you're a guest in the house, could you just lift your hands up? We just want to congratulate you. Thank you so much. Amen. We also have a packet for you. If you didn't get one in the foyer, if you're a first-time guest, I think they're going to be moving out and amongst the community. There we go. And we're going to get a packet to you. We just want to say thank you so much. You know, we know this. Going to a church for the very first time is uncomfortable because you've never been there. And I just want to, can we give a congratulations to all of our guests for being so brave today?
And we have a special guest reception for you after the service. So if you are a guest in this house today, we'd love to invite you. It's down this hallway, and there'll be signs for a guest reception. We'd love to meet you there.
Amen. Let's enjoy Jesus together. Do me a favor, turn around to the person behind you and say, good morning, you look just marvelous. Merry Jesusmas. Come on, be friendly. The Bible says if you want to have a friend, you got to be friendly. Turn around to someone and say, Merry Jesusmas.
Thank you, man of God. I got it, too.
Yeah, it is awesome. It's a great hat. Somebody asked me this morning if it was chilly in the parking lot, and the answer is no, it's cold. There's a difference. Come on, tell somebody else, Merry Jesusmas. You got a minute left just on love on somebody next to you. I love you, man. Praise the Lord. It's a great thing to be part of a family of God that actually likes each other. Thank you. Amen. Pastor Obi. If you see somebody coming to your aisle and they're having a problem grabbing a seat, maybe you could slide in. And if not, we just want to encourage you. Just be friendlier for the people around you. Let them know that you genuinely love them and care. Amen. We want to welcome Pastor Abina Ebo to the altar as he's going to give verbal announcements.
Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How's everybody doing this morning? This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are so excited you are here on our Christmas Sunday morning. We have a phenomenal presentation for you today. Our teens have been working so many hours. I want to just give a shout out to our media team. They've been here probably over 20 hours over the past 2 days to make sure that for the next 45 minutes, you're going to be able to see the gospel, feel the gospel, and have this entire production enter into your hearts. So thank you so much, media team. We are just so thankful that you could be here. There are so many churches in the area. We're thankful that they're doing the work of the Lord, but I personally think this is one of the best, if not the best church in the region. So if this church is your house, come on, stand up to your feet, and we want to just give God a shout out of praise for what he's doing in this house. Souls are being saved. Lives are being transformed. We're making an impact in our region. Look to the left and to the right. God has you here for a reason, to be part of community. So again, welcome to our 9 a.m. service. We want to also invite you to our New Year's Eve service that will be on December 31st. I believe it will be at 6:30 p.m. We also want to invite you to our Christmas Eve service. That will be this Tuesday, starting at 6 p.m. Who likes cookies? I don't know about you, but some of us are struggling with our outfits. We've been eating too many cookies. But at 6 p.m., we'll be having a cookie decorating with the entire family. Then at 7 p.m., we're having our annual Christmas Eve service. You do not want to miss this. We'll also be taking communion as a complete family. You do not want to miss this. And also, one more time, give it up for our guests. We are just so thankful you could be here. You're about to encounter a His Tabernacle special, but we also want to encourage you to come back again next week and the week after. We don't want you to just be a guest. We want you to be family. And one more time, we have a guest reception for you right after this service down this hallway on your right, my left. Come out there for some free coffee, some free treats, meet some people from the staff, and we just want to tell you thank you so much for being part of our church. Amen. So as you take your seat, just say hello to one more person next to you, and we'll have Pastor Ronda for the offering.
Praise the Lord. We're getting ready to receive the morning tithes and offerings. We want to remind all the folks that are, this is your home, of a happy birthday present. We all came ready this morning. Happy birthday, King Jesus. And if you're our guest this morning, that really, this is, please feel, there is no obligation in any way, shape, or form. This is for our family. And we would like to real quickly actually show you what the Happy Birthday Jesus gift is going towards. How many of you came in the front door this morning and it was a little chilly? Amen. And so we really have been believing for this for the last 2 years. We're going to actually close in the front of that building so that we'll have a windbreak. And it's going to be very pretty. You can see it right up above what it is now with the pillars and then closed in. You can see it over here on the corners. It's going to be beautiful. And we are just doing that for two reasons. Number one, so that you're more comfortable when you come in. And number two, so that we save money. Turn to someone and say, save money. Save money, amen, because it sucks the heat right out of the house. And so we're doing that for two reasons. So all the finances that come in for your Happy Birthday Jesus gift, and there'll be a special golden bowl here in the middle and in the back area right behind the TV cameras for that special gift. And for your regular tithe and offerings, we just want to thank you for being faithful. These lights that are beautiful up here, we just had to replace six of them. Isn't that crazy? You ready? Six lights, $12,000. Isn't that crazy? That's the cost. It's amazing what the cost that's out there these days. But because you are a faithful family of God, faithful to Jesus, we're always able to take care of business. Amen? So we love you. We are just so glad you're in the house. If you're a guest in the house, what we do is we actually bring our gifts to the Lord. You're not obligated. And please don't take any of that in any way, shape, or form. But if you're a family member, we're going to stand. Let's all stand this morning. And what we're going to do is we're going to make our supernatural declaration. We do this every Sunday morning. It is the Word of God. How many believe the Word of God is true? Amen. Then shout it out loud with me. If I obey, I'm blessed going in. And I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. I said I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering and your gift to Jesus. Thank you so much for your faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ. And We are getting ready for a tremendous production. It's called The Ultimate Love Story. How many of you love love?
Love.
Amen. You know, there's two things that everybody on the entire planet is looking for. It doesn't matter what country you're from. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. Everybody's looking for the same two things. They're looking for love and acceptance. Everybody. Doesn't matter how much money, how little money. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you live in a big house, a small house. It doesn't matter whether you're short or whether you're tall. Everybody's looking for the same exact two things. They want to be loved genuinely, and they want to be accepted. And today, we're going to be able to show you how Jesus loves you. Amen? We're going to ask that you stay out of the aisles. Things are happening in the aisles, and we don't want to run you over. Amen? So, are you ready? Let's get ready for the production, The Ultimate Love Story.
I know, it was literally like last week she was helping us with our stuff, just like every year. And then she...
Hey, it's okay. This isn't the first storm our family's been through, and we made it through all those. We'll make it through this too, and we know she's in heaven with Jesus, so we have that.
Yeah, 'cause he really needed her up there, huh? Hey, God, you know our entire family tradition is centered around going to Graham's house? You know, making cookies, having family dinner, and all the games? But no, don't worry about it. Take her, it's fine. I'm sure in all your riches and glory, and all the angels that you have up there, you needed her too. It's okay, it's cool, we're fine, straight. We'll make it work. We'll change our entire family tradition in a week and a half.
Jack, that's not how it is. You know that.
No, I don't know how it is. What I do know is for the first time, I actually prayed by myself, asking God to save Graham's life, and he took her anyway.
Do you think maybe she got up to heaven and didn't want to come back down here? I come that you have life and life more abundantly. John 10:10, Jack, that's the word of God. God doesn't take life, he gives it. We're all hurting right now. Graham took care of all of us.
Took care of us? Really? Isabella, do you know what it's like to be adopted by a family that can't have children of their own, and then bam, God gives them a miracle baby, and they leave you with the grandmother? Do you know how many family photos I was left out of? Do you know how many family vacations I didn't get to go on because they dropped me off at Graham's house and they took you and the boys? Now, I know you don't remember, but I do.
Mom and Dad loved you. That's not true. They were just overwhelmed. You and I don't know what it's like to be told that we could never have kids. And then bam, back to back to back, three kids in a row. And you're right, I was young, but I do remember how much trouble you used to get into. Fights at school, skipping class, sneaking out of the house. Mom and Dad, they just didn't know what to do with you.
They didn't know what to do with me? Now you're gonna defend them. Unbelievable. If it wasn't for Graham taking me in after giving birth to you, they probably would have just given me back. Do you have any idea what it's like to feel like a mistake? Do you know what it feels like to be a regret?
No, I'm sorry, you're right. I don't understand, and I'm not gonna pretend like I do. But our family needs us to be strong right now. Mom and Dad need
no.
us to be strong. Your nieces
no.
and nephew
no,
need us to be strong.
No, I don't
wanna
hear that. My Graham is gone. She was my strength.
Hey, Uncle Jack, do you have any games that I can play on your phone?
One, don't touch me. Two, no.
Aren't you supposed to be watching your brothers? What are you doing out here?
I'm not bored.
Bored, really? Bored.
I want to get it. I'm ready. I'm getting it. I'm off.
Get it.
You're just going to let her get the door?
Oh, hi.
Thanks. Hi, how you guys doing tonight? So we were going over your grandmother's will, and besides getting everything separated accordingly, besides the estate, we were instructed to give you guys these. Here you go. There you go.
Okay, thank you. All
right, not a problem. I'll go ahead and let myself out. Please try and enjoy your night. Bye.
She was going to pass away.
No, there's got to be some sort of mistake. If she knew, she would have told us.
I don't think I can read this right now.
I'll read it, Mom.
Okay.
Dearest Bella, if you're reading this, then that means I'm finally with Jesus. Although I'm gone, I know our family will be all right because you've been praying for them right along with me, just like I taught you. Our family needs to know that you're the only one who truly knows Jesus. It's time for you to be strong and trust in the Lord now more than ever before. The seeds we've both been planting in your brothers and sisters all these years are finally starting to spring up. Do not give up on them. They're almost ready, even Jack.
Whoa, hold on, time out. Flag on the play. What? What does that even mean, even Jack?
Uncle Jack, no offense, but I've never seen you go to church. And you may have a few Bibles, but they all have a bunch of inches of dust on them.
Don't talk to your uncle like that. Just keep reading.
Family is the most important thing we could ever have. The whole reason Jesus came was to create a family and to restore the family that God created in the garden. Even though I'm gone, Jesus can restore our family all over again. With all my love, Graham.
Family. In the garden, there were two people in a jungle, naked, by the way, eating fruit, talking to animals, listening to the voices inside their head. That sounds like more of a hippie convention than a family reunion to me.
No. Great-Gram used to go over creation with me all the time.
She actually did go over creation with her a lot.
Woo!
I think this was her Bible.
Hey, that is Graham's Bible.
I'm going to read you a little bit of scripture from this, and you'll see it's not a hippie convention, whatever that is. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless, and it was empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering,
dear.
Hovering, thanks, Mom, over the surface of the waters. Then God said,
"Let there be light."
And there was light, and God saw that the light was good. Let's see. Oh, in verse 14 it says, "Then God said,
let lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, days, and years. Let these lights in the sky shine down onto earth."
And that's what happened. God made two great lights. The larger one to govern the day, and the smaller one to govern the night. He also made the stars, and then he made all the animals in the ocean. There were all kinds of animals in there. There were stingray, an octopus, octopi, octopus, and jellyfish, and crab.
Thank you.
Stop.
Buzzkill?
But what does any of this have to do with the family of God? Get out of here. Go. Go. Shoot. Shoot. Bye. Bye. Go on. Go on. Andale, this way. Right? Right that way. Go around that way. You guys can go that way. You that way. Bye. 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 Hasta luego.
Jack.
What?
Can't you let your niece share the word of God with you? I mean, like, for just a minute.
Listen, I'm fine about hearing about God or whatever, but can we stick to the point, please? Your letter, please. Look. Where'd it go? I lost it. It's right here. Nope, it's here. No, it's somewhere. Jesus came to create a family and to restore the family that God created in the garden.
You'd rather hear about that than this?
Yes.
Fine. Let's see. God takes the rib. Let's make Anne in our image. Burbs, aminals, blah, 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 blah. All right. Here in chapter 2. The Lord God placed the man into the Garden of Eden to tend and to watch over it. Then the Lord God said,
"It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him."
So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He then brought them to the man to see who would call them. And the man chose a name for each and every one. He gave names to all the livestock, all the wild animals, and all the birds of the sky, but still there was no helper just right for him. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep.
Oh, yep, you got it.
While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. He then made a woman out of the rib, and he brought her to the man.
All right, get to the point, kid.
All right. The point is, Uncle Jack, God, Adam, and Eve were all like a big family in the garden. But when Adam and Eve sinned, they messed up how the family was supposed to work.
You see, there is separation between God and his family before Jesus came to earth. There's separation between God and his true family before Jesus came to earth. But now that he came and rose again and died on the cross, there's no more separation between God and his true family.
Aw, you've been listening in his kids' church. I'm so proud of you.
It's all a fairy tale.
What?
It's a fairy tale.
Can you go check on your brothers? It's been a while.
Michael, Mordecai!
Listen, Jack, if you don't want to believe the word of God, even though I know that you know it's the truth, that's on you. But please don't tell my daughter that it's a fairy tale.
But you don't see how crazy this whole thing is?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, let me paint a picture for you. How does God go from restoring his family and at the same time take the one person that was my real family and a week and a half before Christmas? That makes no sense. You know what? We may have grown up in the same family, but we lived two completely different lives. You kept yours. I lost mine.
Wait,
no,
Jack.
I don't want to hear it.
Jesus, I know you didn't take Graham, but I also know she's happy in heaven with you right now. My family is so hurt and confused. Please, I know you can reach them. I don't know what to do with Jack, but you do. Please send someone, anyone, who can show him that even though his earthly family doesn't look great, he's part of your family. Someone that can heal his heart, can heal his wounds. Do only what you can do, Jesus. Amen.
Seriously? No, come on. No. Seriously, did you have to take the letter too? Oh my. Maddie, now is not the time.
But I have to tell you something.
Go tell your mom.
I did something bad.
Ooh, hold on a second. Hold on. There we go. All right, come on, out with it. You. Oh, thank God.
I thought you didn't believe in him.
Shut it. Maddie. Did you open my letter? Taking someone else's property and opening it is stealing. Isabella's gonna kill you.
We don't have to tell her.
Why shouldn't we?
Because I know you're the one who's been taking Greg Graham's peanut butter balls every Christmas. I've seen you do it, and I have photo evidence.
Really? All right, bet. Prove it. How did you get that?
Secret source, and I have plenty more where that came from. You put Great Graham in a panic for a year. Last year she got so mad and she started rebuking the devourer and shouting in tongues.
Yo! Yo, I remember that. I could have sworn I thought she knew it was me.
She had no idea.
Yo, that's even better. Oh my gosh. I guess I should probably read this now.
Thank you.
Though it's going to be of no surprise to you.
Not really, but before you do that, please let me finish the story of Jesus, please.
No, Maddie,
please,
I know
please,
it.
Please,
I,
please,
I went
please,
to church
please,
with Graham
please,
for
please,
years.
Please, please,
Jesus
please,
was born
please,
at Bethlehem. Okay! Oh my gosh, you are so spoiled!
Yes! That night, there were shepherds sitting in the field nearby guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring good news that'll bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven saying, "Praise God, highest in heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Could you even imagine what it must have been like, Uncle Jack? An angel came and told Mary that she was going to have a baby. But when she told Joseph, he wanted to leave her. Fortunately, an angel came and told Joseph that it was God's baby. Everybody in town thought Mary was unfaithful, but they both knew that they were going to be raising God's baby. Could you even imagine how much pressure that could have been with? They were raising a baby that wasn't theirs, that was God's. I mean, I know my mom says I'm a know-it-all, but Jesus really did know it all. Poor Mary.
Yeah, and poor Isabella, too.
What?
Nothing. Continue.
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, on top of everything else, they had to pick up and move to Bethlehem for a census.
All right, we gotta come back. Come on, come on.
Wasn't his real father, but God was, and Jesus knew the plans that he had for him. We all become a part of God's real family when we accept Jesus into our hearts and believe what he's done. I hope you realize that soon. You should read that letter from Graham now. I think you'll like it.
Dear Jack, Ephesians 1:5. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Luke 8:21. But Jesus answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." John 1:12. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Romans 8:14-15. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. I had a family this entire time, and I just didn't realize it.
It's okay. I'm just glad you see now how perfectly you are loved, not just by us, but by God. Hey, come on, let's go. We got some Christmas shopping to finish.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I also saw this really specific looking picture of you eating some peanut butter balls.
We shook on it.
Can't trust her.
Come on.
Boy, they were good, weren't they? The amazing part when you look at this actual story is that some of your lives, some of you have become bitter with God. Some of you have become bitter with church. Some of you completely just rejected the understanding of God's story of love for you, the ultimate love story. But this morning, I want you to hear something that's very clear. If you go to a church, you're going to get hurt. There are people there. Just like if you go to the gym, someone's going to hurt your feelings. Amen. Sometimes we don't understand the things that have happened in our lives, and I've always learned this, you never cut your nose off, spite your face. And we blame God, and we make him be the evil one. But I'm here to tell you, John 10:10, for God wants to bless you and not curse you. The devil's come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you might have life, and life more abundant. You know, today, as you're sitting in this chair, some of you are here because somebody made you come, or somebody guilted you to come. But I want you to know that, truthfully, you are loved. Jesus loves you. We're all looking for that family. We're all looking for that acceptance. It's not in a church building. It's in a relationship with God. You can go to church and never find Christ. I want you to hear me. This is not about religion. This is about how much Jesus loves you. How passionate he is for your life to be part of his. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible declares this, all about Jesus. You ready? For he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Today you've come to a building and you're waiting for God to be shoved down your throat, and I'm here to tell you, we're not going to do that. But we do want to present the reality. And that is that Jesus loves you. You can't earn it. You'll never be good enough for it. You can never be perfect enough. He loves you for you. Somebody said to me once, I've got to clean myself up before I come to God. No. He loves you. He can't love you any more than he does right now. But when you call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says you shall be saved. See, there is a difference. There are a lot of people who say they believe in God. The Bible says even the devils believe in God and tremble. Believing in God is not enough. It's receiving Christ that is the answer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Just like Jack, he was bitter, he was hurt, but yet by the end of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, he recognized that God has always been his family, that God has always been his father. Some of you had bad dads, some of you had bad experiences, some of you didn't have fathers at all, but I want you to know you got a heavenly father. As they read Romans chapter 8 verse 14, he said that you can now call him Abba Father. Word Abba is the most intimate word for dad in the Arabic language. It is intimate. It's like a brand new baby looking up their daddy for their... Come on, now, if you've been a dad, you always wanted your kid to say daddy before mommy. Can I hear it? Amen. Do you remember that when they looked up and they said dad for the first time? Melted your heart? That's what our Father's waiting for you. He's given everything he can. He's paid the price for your sin, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. The Word of God says, all who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. We're not talking religion. We're talking a relationship. We're talking a heavenly Father. We're talking sons and daughters of God. We're talking the ultimate love story of paying it all, so that you can know that you are genuinely loved and accepted by Jesus himself. We don't have religion for you here. We don't. We don't have a church membership here. I got rid of it. Because you can be a member of a church and never be a member. member of the family of God. What we've done is we only have one answer. His name is Jesus. He's not dead, he's alive. And right now he's praying for you. Right now the Holy Spirit is touching your heart. Right now the Spirit of God is saying, this is for you. Come on, you're like Jack. Come on, I want you to know me. I have a family for you. I want you to know that if you take your last breath, you're going to be with me for all of eternity. And if God is for me, who can be against me? God's not just going to take you to heaven. He's got a life for you to live right here. So the question is simple. The families we have on this earth, we all know, we've all had loss. Where someone passes on, and then they're no longer in our presence. But I want you to know there is a family. There is a family, and his name is Christ. He said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always to the end of the earth. In the midnight hour when no one else is around and you're overwhelmed, you can call upon the name of the Lord. Jesus will be right there. It's not religion. It's knowing him. And this morning, through all of this, there's only one purpose. I think it was a good production, don't you? Watch. But a good production does nothing for you. It's the message of the production that will change you. I'd like to talk to the men for just a second. You know, a lot of times we live in a world where somebody's a Christian, they're a wimp, they need a crutch, there's something wrong with them. I'm here to tell you, any fish can swim downstream. It takes a man to swim upstream. It is not weakness to know Christ if you're a man. It is strength. And there is no stronger man that will lead his family to a relationship with the Lord that is not just one person going to heaven, but literally your entire family can be in heaven together. Your entire family, and generationally, you can walk and talk with God. And when the trumpet sounds, or when you go on to be with glory, you as the dad, you can be excited to see your entire family with heaven. Men, it takes a man to be a believer. And I come against the idea that it's weakness. It's strength. I don't care who you are. There does come a time when you feel all alone. You can be in the middle of a crowd. You can be around your family at Christmas time. You can have everything this world has to offer. I'm talking like you can have all the amenities. You can have everything that everyone would call success. And still be lonely and empty inside. How is that possible? Because there's only one place that can be filled and truly fulfill. And that is knowing God. This morning, I'm not going to ask you to join a church. This morning, I'm not going to ask you to jump through hoops. The Bible says that Mary was appeared to by Gabriel. She was just a young girl. Back in those days, 14 and 15 years old was the normal marriage age. So she was just a child. And the angel of the Lord appeared to her and revealed to her that she had great favor before the Lord. Now, I want to remind you, she was engaged. And in those days, with engagement, it's different from today. Engagement back in those days was one entire full year of an engagement. You acted married, did everything married, but you were not allowed to be intimate. And the only way to become unengaged was to get a bill of divorcement. So here she is, this young girl. And the Lord reveals to her that I want to use you to carry my Messiah. Can you imagine what she must have been thinking? Can you imagine how overwhelmed she must have been? I love what she said. Take my life and do whatever you want with it. She chose to carry the Messiah, even though, come on now, you know what the neighbors were talking about. You know what her friends were going to say. In fact, we know what Joseph, he was going to put her away until the angel came and revealed that this is my son that she's carrying. And some of you are so worried about what other people are going to think, what other people are going to say. Well, I became a Christian. Well, you know, you're kind of just religious freak or what? There comes a place in your life when you've got to not care what people think more than you taking care of your eternity. You remember when you were in high school? Most of you still aren't friends with those people. Majority of people you hung out with that were your buds for life are no longer there. Your college life, even through your adult life. But Jesus Christ promises, I will always be there. I will not leave you. I will not abandon you. I will not desert you. I will be with you always if you call on me. Today, you need Jesus. Some of you once served God and now you're not. You are like Jack. Well, I believed in God, but these things happen. Listen, life happens. Can you imagine living through some of those things without Christ? I can. And today, Jesus wants you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release the anointing right now. In Jesus' name. God, this Christmas and the greatest Christmas gift that can be given is their life to you. And I pray in Jesus' name that, God, today there'll be decisions. Today they'll make a choice. Today they'll be like Mary and say, I'm willing to carry the Messiah no matter what anybody says or thinks. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning. The reason I do that is because you can't take anybody to heaven with you and them be your excuse. Everybody will stand before God all by themselves. And today, this is the decision for you. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your choice. You see, Mary had a choice. She could have said, no, I am not willing to give up everything that I have to carry the Messiah. She could have. Just like Jesus could have said in the garden, no, God, this is too much. I'd rather not. But this is your life. And if you passed right now, do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, without any question in your life, that you'll be with him? Not because you believe in God, but because you're part of the family of God through the acceptance of the blood of Christ. Today, if you do not know Jesus, today, if you're not carrying Christ by being born again, I want to introduce to you the very best Christmas you are ever going to experience. Today, if you're not right with God, today, if you're not sure, today, if you'd like to give your life to Christ, I'm going to ask you to do something that's very brave. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. If you would like Jesus Christ, listen, your very first thought is, what is the person next to be going to think? Who stinking cares? They can't be with you in heaven when you stand before God. This is your choice. Today, if you need Jesus and you would like Christ to be your Lord and your Savior, you would like you would like to know him and be part of the ultimate love story of being loved and accepted, I'd like you to slide your hand up this morning. Is there anyone this morning that would like to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? Slide your hand up. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else this morning? I'm not going to wait long. Come on now. This is your moment. Well, I'm just not sure. No, you are, because when you don't make a decision, you are actually making a decision. I'm going to count down from five. Don't wait. Five. Come on, get your hand up. Four. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Three. Come on. Two. Last call. And one. Let's all stand to our feet this morning. I'm going to have the prayer team come to the front of the altar. I don't know about you. I love Christmas Eve. Has anybody not been to the Christmas Eve service before? You don't want to miss it, man. It is awesome. It's 1 hour, but it is an awesome tradition for your family. If you raise your hand for salvation, as we dismiss the service, I'm going to ask you to make your way up to the front, and I want you to meet Mindy right here. We're going to pray with you. We're going to give you a Bible. We don't want you to start only. We want you to finish strong. Some of you did not raise your hand. You were intimidated. Make your way right up. Once we dismiss service, make your way right here, right here. You know you're not right with God. This is your moment. Today, I just want to release a blessing on your life. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for all that you've given to us. We thank you, Christ, that this is not religion, but this is a relationship. We thank you, Jesus Christ, that you love us with all of our junk and all of our mess. You never will give up on us. Lord, I pray, just like Mary made the choice to carry the Christ, I pray that we too will choose to carry you. I choose we will confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, and we will be saved. You will come in and dwell inside of us. Holy Spirit, please move stronger. You know each one of our lives. Please move stronger to draw them to Jesus. Lord, I pray that the rest of this day is going to be filled with family and fun this whole week, God. We're going to have so much fun around the tree with the children, watching them open their gifts with expectation and exhilaration. Lord, we're going to eat some food and we might even pop. And we just pray in Jesus' name that you will overwhelm us, overcome us with gratitude that Jesus, you came because you loved us. I pray that that tree will just be saturated with the love of Christ, that Lord, you will be the focus of this season in Jesus' name. So God, we thank you for today. But more than today, we thank you for eternity. And we choose you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. If you raise your hand for salvation or did not but want to give your heart to Jesus, we'd like you to meet Mindy right up front. I believe the petting zoo is out front for all the children and adults who are children, which is me. Amen. I love you. Have an awesome week. Serve God with all of your heart. See you Tuesday night at the Christmas Eve service.